Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan, and we're going to go really fast. Get started. Woo, woo. No.
I don't even think I have the capability of talking fast today. I know that's going to be a shocker for a lot of you guys. Just saying. I'll do what I can. I'm going to open up. You might hear some double talk going on. Hold on.
Okay.
Here we go. There it is. Okay, now I'm ready. Hello, people in the chat room. So I noticed last time I didn't say, hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, we're not live. I'm guessing by some of the comments. So if you're watching this on YouTube, we're not live. But if you would like to catch us on a live show, we do this Friday nights on Facebook. So get on Facebook, BBS Radio TV on Facebook, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Ta-da! All done.
Yay, very good.
Yeah.
I love your spiel.
I pretty much have it down now.
Well, I was concerned if I would remember my spiel, because the way we were brought in, I was like, oh my God. You know, it's like.
It was a bit of a panic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like, and launch. Wait, what? Where's the countdown?
No problem.
We're apologizing on the, but we can see and you can't see. Mm-hmm. It's this sweet little apology. We'll think about the forgiveness. Oh my goodness. Okay. So we've got Tracy and Margaret and Monique and Linda and Cindy and Brandy in the house. So everybody get on over to our chat room. It's BBS Radio TV on Facebook. And that is where we're live and we're chatting. So I've posted this all over the place. If you're, hopefully you're finding one of those links, and hopefully that links you up to the chat room as well.
I'm so glad you're all here. Boy, you're good. What was that about not talking fast?
Oh, apparently kicked in.
I think so. Anyway, so glad you're all here. Thank you so much for being here. And, you know, because that makes it so much better.
It does help.
We do. Yeah, you know, it makes it so rewarding and so fun. And
kind of feels like we're actually talking to someone instead of each other. Hello, beauty. Hi, Cindy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not that it's bad to talk to you at all.
I know. It's like we're actually talking to someone. I'm thinking, well, what am I? I think I'm talking to you. So, yeah. I mean, we're just chopped liver for each other. And then...
I think I hurt her feelings. I'm sorry.
Please, well, actually, what you don't know is I actually like liver. It's okay.
Yay. So how has your week been?
It's been good. Yeah. It's, let's see. You know, every time you do that, I mean, it's been an eventful week. And then I'm like,
what did I do this week?
I mean, let me do that to you. Tracy, how has your week been?
Oh my God, you guys. The journeys, oh, they're going everywhere. Off the charts, good journeys. You guys, if you haven't done a QHHT session and you're thinking about it, right now it just seems like we are just really opening up. And I did talk to Judy a little bit today. She helped me with a YouTube thing that I did. And she was talking about her energies being off the chart and just being like, they had some thunderstorms there in Australia. And, you know, those electrical storms, they can really play with our energy too. And just, it sounded pretty crazy, but also really opening up some, mm-hmm. you know, etherical things.
Cool.
So I think we're just in such magical times. Yeah. I don't know what's making me so like, what is the word, nostalgic about it or whatever. I'm just like, oh, look what's going on. Look what's happening. Oh, look at them fighting over there. And look at this falling apart over there. Isn't that wonderful? All of this stuff collapsing so we can have something new take its place.
Yeah. Yeah. And that really is it. And that's the thing. If we cannot be attached to it, that's exactly how we can go, oh, wow. We can see it for what it is. It's stuff
that's exciting.
Yes, it's falling apart, so new things can come through.
Yeah.
Very new energies.
Yeah, I like it. So very, very good. Let's see. It doesn't look like anybody's asking any questions yet. Do we want to activate?
Do you want to instigate?
Instigate something, no. You guys?
Okay. Well, do you want to elaborate any on, okay, you just said, oh my gosh, the journeys and the adventures. And so, hey, you left us hanging.
Oh, well, I got to go on a journey myself. That was very exciting. I got to see a lifetime where I was working with a collective, and we were, the scene started with me collecting samples from a planet that looked a lot like Earth. And in my mind, I thought I was on Earth. I thought this was starting on Earth, and it turned out it was just another planet that was being established that was like Earth, but they were putting different species on there and different like hybrid human, you know, still looking human, but more of a hybrid human, higher vibrational human on this planet. And yeah, we were up when I would go back to the ship, then we got to decide, what is the planet ready to sustain? What can we put on the planet at this point of its evolution in becoming the planet?
Right.
And so there was thousands of plants that we could bring, and there was thousands of insects and different things like that we could bring in, animals. And the humans were going to have to wait a little bit, but then the humans were also being created in the labs. We were evolving them in the labs, and then when they were at a point where they could survive, then we would put them in and seed them into the planet. And I was like, man, this is so cool. And I just remember just thinking, oh wow, this is all so cool. Very very interesting life to experience, and the feelings that were coming with it. And then we went to a water world. So I know you would like this, because we went to this water world, and I was very excited to go to this water world. And I started to transform into an aquatic being so that I could go into the water.
Okay.
And apparently, so then I had to figure out, oh, I can do that. I can transfer into this being. But this water world was one of the earlier planets that we had started, and it had evolved to the point where now we could come visit without having to incarnate there.
Oh, okay.
Now we could come as visitors versus incarnating. And they said, this is where Earth is going. We're going in this direction, that when the vibration gets to a certain point, then these beings can come visit versus incarnating in to have the Earth experience.
Well, see, that's how it was in the beginning. It was a vacation planet, and beings would come here to just have fun and change and shift. And because it was just, it's a gorgeous planet.
Yeah.
And then they started getting attached. And that's where they kind of got a little too. Too intermingling with the energies here. And they decided to stay.
Well, and they did show that too. Like when the human type beings were going to be put on this planet, that those of us who were helping them with the creation were going to join them for a while and help them figure out how to eat and create cities or villages or whatever, and that we were going to be with them for a while and then leave. So yeah, I didn't even think about that until you said that, but yeah, that was part of the structures.
Yeah,
teach them how to.
Well, see, and that's like the next thing, that because in the very beginning it was just coming here and having fun and leaving, like it's like a vacation planet. Then it went into the other thing where beings would come here and like help the beings that are here, the humans or whatever beings, to make that next step in evolution, to teach them what to do next. And then they would move and go forward, and they kept coming in and teaching. So yeah, that's right on target. But it's interesting that if you're saying it's going toward where you just come and you visit and you have fun, it's like it's full circle. It goes back to what it started as.
Yeah. So that was incredibly cool.
Yeah.
It just seems like this week was like, okay, it looks like it's going to be kind of a laid back week, not as full as what I've been doing. And then of course that never is the way it is. It's like, oh, have the morning off. I'm going to do X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that never really happened. But it's still, there was just so much good stuff going on. By the way, today is the first day of Mercury in retrograde to join our beautiful Venus in retrograde. So happy Mercury in retrograde. You guys know how much I love this planet going into retrograde. Mm-hmm. Now everything that goes wrong, I can blame it on Mercury, and it is the best. Yeah, and
you have a cup for that, right?
I do. I don't have
yeah. it. Yeah, so you're set, though.
I'm set. Anything I say, the cup says anything I say. I'm not responsible for anything I say.
Yeah. Venus is still in retrograde?
It is until the 29th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Whatever.
So we're going to be really retrograding next week when we're in Florida for the reunion.
We'll do a lot of forward, backward.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm just going to reminisce a lot. I'm going to revisit this. I'm going to look
at it. There we go.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just take lots of pictures so we can do that.
Absolutely. And actually, if you're saying that's what it's a lot about, it's reminiscing. Well, that's what you do at reunions, right?
Oh my gosh. Hello.
Remember?
Brilliant. All right, you guys, what do you want us to know? Any subjects you would like us to talk about? Okay, let's see. Anything in here that is talkable? Everything has happened before and will happen again. And that's a question. Everything has happened before and will happen again. Differently, maybe?
Well, let's put it this way. Everything is cyclic.
Yes.
It all cycles. And so that's where you will see things appearing as they have before. So they're just cycling back around. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be exactly the same, because we always have new things to learn and new things to do and things like that. And there's always different beings probably too in that process. So now it's just the evolution cycles.
Cycles. Yes. Mm-hmm. We got one of them. I don't know who's saying this. Cindy, I think, is saying, sounds like Sarah's book, The Hypnotist Guide to Atlantis. And now that I'm looking back at that, yeah, it kind of does. There's a lot of similarities to Atlantis.
Yes.
And what the experience was. In fact, I think even that energy of Atlantis and Lemuria was coming in to give me an idea of what those cycles were. Also, they were talking about, so in that connection of being that person that did these evolutionary planets and setting up new planets and all that good stuff, the home base was this what did they call it? The Star Collective knew, that doesn't sound right, but something like that. And it was like this mothership. And they said that most of the beings on there had the human look to them, like the Palladians and the Anshar and those collectives that did have the human look. And they were using that DNA to create the new hybrid human that they were going to put on this planet. But they said that the Mayans were one of them, the Mayan collective. And I kind of forget that that's a collective that we've had here on this planet.
Absolutely.
That is also one of the beings, you know, one of the collectives that's helping us right now. So that's kind of exciting too. You know, you see these things and sure, I've had all of these experiences through these sessions and different things, but I forget them. So when I'm in these sessions, I'm not thinking about that. And then afterwards I'll be like, oh yeah. So to me, that's a good thing, because I'm not thinking, oh, I came up with that because that happened in a session 3 years ago or whatever. And so it was kind of cool though, to have that come together and be like, oh yeah, they told me about things like that. So it was just a good experience, very good experience. So
well, and another thing that's good about it is it's like it brings, maybe you have read it before, you have, and I don't want that to discount. So it's like if you have had it and then now it comes up in a session, it doesn't necessarily mean it's not real. It just means, I mean, what's cool about it is it's bringing it to life. So you're probably becoming aware of things that were not in what you read, you know, and it's just maybe why that what you read was resonating with you because...
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's like we stumble across this stuff to help wake us up. So, you know, we put things in our path.
I was just going to say that.
We put it there. We did it. Yeah. I put Julia in my past so I would remember. She put me in her past so she would remember.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. People, places, things, events, books, movies, all of it. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So Alyssa says, I have a question from a previous show you had. I don't remember the show topic exactly, but mantis beings were brought up. I was wondering if there is any, somebody else posted, so that bounced. Sorry. I was wondering if there was any connection between them and praying mantis on our planet.
I meant say that I meant I it
is, jumped. Is there a connection between the mantis beings and praying mantis that we have here as an insect, the praying mantis
and
the mantis beings?
And the mantis beings? Yeah, probably to remind us.
I think so. And I think if I remember right, your mom said that every species we have on the planet has a collective.
Oh, I don't remember that. But
if it wasn't her, I heard it somewhere, but every species, and I've met people that know the bee collectives, the mantis, the ant collectives. I've had a lot of different.
Well, it makes sense because all of the animals and insects and everything came from other places, and cats, I mean, all of the animals did. They come from different planets, and some of them are mixed genes and things like that. That's what you were doing, you know. and it's a lot of gene therapy going on there. They're doing all this mixing and stuff, but many of the things are just, they're coming from other planets and then bringing them here. And so that makes sense that it could, you know, they're calling it a collective. It could be that, yeah, wherever it came from, it's that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Monique says, who else here thinks Julia looks fabulous tonight? Well, I would be crazy not to step in on that rambling moment. Of course,
well, thank you.
Fabulous. It must be the color. The color
is bringing
it out in you. Anyways.
Well, thank you very much. And you know that, how do you, anyway, thank you. But remember, we're all mirrors for each other. So whatever you're seeing in me is what's obviously just glowing about you. So whatever. But thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anything else you guys want us to talk about? We're going to start making some stuff up here. If you guys don't get in here and tell us what it is you would like us to talk about.
You don't want us doing that. You really want us to be intelligent. Well, intelligent might be a stretch. How about you really want us to be coherent? Speak about relevant things.
Okay, well, otherwise I'm just going to focus on your beauty tonight. And that's going to get awkward. Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to focus on how good looking Julia is. And you know what? Tiffany's not in the chat room tonight, but she is a beautiful reflection of Julia's good looks as well. Her daughter is just absolutely just as magically good looking. That kind of sounded like a cereal commercial.
Magically delicious.
She's magically good looking.
I agree with you that Tiffany is beautiful. The other part, I don't know where that comes in, but yeah, you know, anyway, so yes.
She looks just like you did when you were in high school.
She does.
I may or may not have a picture of that. Whoever wants it, brides are welcome.
Yeah, she really does. And there was funny when I was looking for some pictures and I found younger, like they were her younger pictures and my, it was like, I was looking for something and I found ones and I really couldn't tell if it was her or me. I couldn't.
I don't know where she gets it. She's so pretty.
Well, there are a few other genes mixed in there too, you know.
Yeah. Maybe. We don't know that for sure. She could be a hybrid baby with just your DNA and some, I don't know, palladium mixtures. What do you identify with? I don't think I've ever asked you that. Maybe I have. We've known each other a while. I probably have. It'd be unlike me not to. So
I don't know.
What collective do you think you're connected to the most?
No, I really don't know. I have had a, I just, that went on my mind. Oh, the mantis, we talked up that four, that one had visited me. And then I was told later in a session that we did together that that was actually myself. So,
okay.
You know, so I was visiting myself, which is, and I think, and then I've had other sessions where I've seen myself on, I know I'm on a craft. I know I'm, you know, in this suspended into animation kind of thing where I'm, you know, so, but as far as a collective, I don't know. You know, when they have all of the, well, the, you know, Arcturus has come up a lot. People, this was so funny. Did I tell you?
We're only surrounded by Arcturian energies. Kaya, myself.
Yeah. Did I tell you this before that, this was a long time ago. I was at the UFO conference. It was probably not too long after I had come back and now I was working with my mother and everything. And so, that'd be the early, about 2005 or six, somewhere in there. Okay. And I was at the UFO conference. And there's a big book table and everything. And so I was working it. And then people were in lecture and they come out and they all come over to the table and, you know, as they're on their way out and everything. And this guy comes out, I've never seen him before. And he walks right up to me. And I remember Tiffany was standing over here. It was so funny. He walks right up to me and he goes, "You're Arcturian. And your ex-husband was from Mars. And that's why the two of you never got along. And that's why you had so much trouble." And I'm like, and then he walks away. Tiffany and I looked at each other and we're like, okay.
I had never heard so much about Tiffany. No.
I had never heard the word. And I'm saying, okay. And the next day I was like, okay, somebody said that I was from Octopus and I won't. I'd never heard Arcturus, you know, before. And it was like, since then, yeah, I've been hearing a lot about it.
A lot. Yeah. Surrounded by it. Definitely.
But there's Arcturus as far as planets go. And then the water planet. And that one is, which one is that? Anyway,
call it the water world.
Yeah. And that's the one I go to, like when we do things and stuff, it's like, that's where I'm always going. That seems to be a home feel to it. Like that one. I do like that one. That one is so comforting. And it just feels, it's like, it's so loving. I just love that place. I'm always crying when I go there. I'm just like.
It's true. She does.
Yeah. Like big boohoo cry.
You know, and that's so fun because you do have that you connect with. And it seems, I don't really have anything like that I can think of offhand where, I mean, I have Daniel the Arcturian, that feels like home and that feels so connected to me now that I just don't even know the difference anymore. And but to say Arcturus or Sirius or Orion or whatever. Sirius,
that's what I think somebody said was the water one. Is that right?
Maybe. There's a good chance that the water world is connected to that.
See, that's just it. I don't put a lot of energy.
I know that there's people out there that study all the planets. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna know that answer. They just show me a pretty planet and I go, ooh.
Yeah.
And that's about as much as I retain of it.
And well, I don't so much we probably wouldn't even know it. I know when mom was doing the work on with the ETs and different collections and stuff like that, she would ask them, where are you from? Where is this? Where? And they're like, it would do no good to tell you. You don't know where it is and you'll never find it. I mean, it's like, what's the point? And it's all frequency stuff anyway. And so, yeah, it's not in our.
And it doesn't even guarantee that it's this, it could be an alternate dimension of that planet too. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, when your mom's called her books The Convoluted Universe, there's no joke about that. There's so much we don't know. Absolutely. And there's so many dimensions and so many layers. And so, you know, they'll be like, hey, my Arcturian is metallic. Yep, that can happen because they're from a different collective of Arcturians. Mm-hmm. I want to ask the audience, you know, we've got some solid listeners out there. Get in the chat room. Tell us, who do you resonate with?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just going to start listing off a handful. You guys listen. And if you're like, I don't know, I don't even know what groups are out there. I'm going to just like throw out a whole bunch of names. And
yeah, and it's okay if you don't.
Yeah. If one
sticks, you don't have to be from someplace.
Yes, you do.
That's Tracy's world. Okay. That's yeah.
You all have to belong to something. It makes me feel better. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
So nobody can be coming directly from source and they have not.
Everybody is directly from source.
But in your mind, your world, they're source and then they travel all these different planets before they get here. Right now we have some just coming right from source and they have had this little traversing.
You don't think they've had the traversing?
Mm-mm. Not necessarily.
That is a cool word, right?
Isn't it? Right.
Traversing. I have not run into anybody that hasn't had the traversing yet. So okay. I would love that experience. That would be amazing. So, okay. Here you go, guys. I'm going to start. Okay. So we already said the Palladians. We got the Arcturians. We've got the Syrians. We've got the Fairy Realm. We've got, I'm going to put wizards as a separate realm because it can almost be two different things. So wizard and alchemy. We've got the Anshar. We got the Nordics. We've got the Tall Whites. We've got, who else?
Can I stop you there for a second? Anshar. I've never heard of that. What is that?
Anshar are kind of a cousin to the Palladians.
Okay.
So yeah, some of these guys live in the inner earth. So we got like the Telos, which is Mount mm-hmm. Shasta. Just found out the other day that there is a tunnel between the volcano in Hawaii, Pele's volcano, Big Island, to Mount Shasta. That was cool. I don't know physically what that looks like, but the client had this tunnel that connected her to the Telos group in Mount Shasta. And then there's another collective over in the Big Island.
Well, what was going on in my brain just then was the session that Sarah had where she was, and I think part of that's in her book, I think, where she was in Lemuria and then the volcano or something that was an explosions happened. And she was actually out on a boat when that happened with some other men.
Yes,
and then, so they just, you know, and the whole planet, not the planet, but their island was completely destroyed. And so they just started going, you know, they had no place to go. They had no home. So they just started paddling until they got to land. And when they did, then they started walking and they found what it was. They ended up in California and they ended up at Mount Shasta. It wasn't called that then.
That was in the last reunion.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At the Mount Shasta. And that's where it was so interesting. That's where it was at Mount Shasta. But she got there by boat. But it's interesting. And then they went climbing them. They ran the mountains and then they went into the mountains. And that's where they, you know, that was the kind of the end of it. But
it would be interesting to find out.
You could have walked there.
Yeah, they could have used the tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, so it didn't come out in that because she was in a boat.
Yeah,
but maybe they went back.
I mean, that's been a long time. Maybe they made the tunnel.
Maybe.
Because their home was more the Hawaiian Islands versus California. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because she almost starved in that boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. See, I do remember some of it. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. I don't know if you got quiet in my chat room.
No, you were. Okay, so you were naming off the different...
Okay. Groups. Yeah. So the Anshar. Then we've got the. So we got some that have really white hair, pale skin, big blue eyes, but they look Palladian. Like the Palladians are more described with like the golden hair and blue eyes and the blue uniforms. And then this other collective is like white uniforms. They have like white hair. They're the ones that live in the earth. There's not a lot of pigment to their skin.
Right.
And then, okay, so we said Telos. I'm just trying to think of which ones I've said and which ones I haven't said. We do have the Giants. That is a collective. Bigfoot's a collective. I'm not sure if I said Bigfoot. Then we have Ashtar and Anshar. I know that those I always end up getting mixed up. So, but they're all kind of cousins to each other. And the way I see them is they're kind of all cousins with like that Palladian, Lemurian, like they are the future version of us, more evolved and stuff like that. So I think I have to, we're still on the Julia looks fabulous. And I know you guys are listening. So somebody's got
something happened.
So I'm going to go back here and see if I can open this up again.
I know you guys are listening. So somebody's got something happened.
Okay, here we go. I knew you guys were talking.
It just froze.
It did. Well, we have a lot.
They were spellbound.
Julia does look gorgeous. Discovering councils. Okay, do we have any advice on how to get through the total shifts and changes in life from awakening? Let's get to that, but let's look at these councils first. Okay, what are the ET collectives doing and monitoring? Great question, Linda. Can't escape the Arcturians. She's laughing at you. That's Judy. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so Leah, I have a question for you guys. Leah told me that one of my guides is Arcturian. Does that mean that I could have Arcturian roots myself? Absolutely, Carol. And usually we're not just limited to one, but sometimes we can be really connected with one. So I was just seeing what you guys would think about all of that. So
okay. Let me ask you, do you feel like, okay, what was her question?
She has an Arcturian guide. Does that mean she's got Arcturian roots?
Okay, let me turn that back around. What is her name?
That's Carol.
Carol, what do you feel?
Yeah. Do you get a yes or no or who knows? No. Okay, so Denise says that I was glowing gold. So let me see this. Earlier, you were glowing gold, Tracy, and Judy was glowing light blue when you channeled Daniel. So that glow is showing, ladies. Ooh.
Cool.
Thank you, Denise. Mm-hmm. Okay, so one of the water worlds is, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Linda. Minkin, M-I-N-K-I-N, Minkin.
Minkin.
Whales and dolphins come from Sirius. Okay, so there's see, they were talking to us and I didn't have any of this. Sorry.
Yeah.
why didn't you just read my comment? You guys are so awesome.
We didn't have people going, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so Lenny resonates with dogs. That's, you know what? That's interesting because I have a theory about dogs because I've never met anybody that says, oh, I have this dog collective around me. But I've had several that tell me that their dog is their dragon incarnated. Oh. And I get chills just saying that to you guys.
Ooh.
So Lenny, I think that might mean you're connected to the dragons. So tell me what you feel about that idea or that thought. In fact, if you resonate with the dogs, you might even be a dragon keeper. So let's see. Fascinating about the tunnel. Astro traveled at Shasta. That was Linda. It doesn't surprise me. Shasta was full of a lot of energy. Okay. So Brandy is both wizard and alchemy. Believe it. Machu Picchu draws me a lot. Ooh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, there's still, okay, we got angels, Margaret's angels.
Yeah.
Kathy resonates with dolphins and peacocks. Okay, tell me about that.
Oh, interesting.
Dolphins and peacocks.
Dolphins and peacocks. Well, would that be, I mean, you have your birds.
The avian collective?
Maybe, maybe. The peacock is very special. I mean, it's so, it's all those meanings about it, but yeah, I don't know, but there's probably something. I mean, you have your bird planets.
Yeah.
I mean, and that used to even be here, I mean, the bird people. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Because when I went to Sedona the first time I really resonated with the bird tribes that they had mm-hmm. and the petroglyphs on the big rock. Mm-hmm. Okay, where was that question that I asked? Oh, it was about the symptoms of the shift. Oh, sorry, I'm scrolling up enough to see the one that says Tracy looks fabulous also.
Yes, Santa. She does.
And I look up, I'll pay you later, Cindy. Thank you. okay, so where was the question that we had? Advice. Yeah. Do we have any advice on how to go through the total shifts and changes in life from awakening?
That's okay, you broke up there, so can you repeat it?
Did I?
Or you, yeah. I don't know what else to call
high
it.
High vibrational question, it cut out. Okay.
That's probably it.
Do you have any advice on how to get through the total shifts and changes in life from awakening?
Yeah, breathe. Yeah, it's about being flexible. It's about being kind and loving to yourself. So, but breathing, drinking lots of water and breathing. And I know it sounds so basic and so simple, but that really is, you know, yeah, rest, meditate, things like that. But the breathing, see, that allows that oxygen to move through. And whenever, do you notice when you take, it allows the body to kind of do something, you know, because you might be going, and it's all on hyper, but if you'll just go.
Now that's going to be so different than what my advice is going to be.
You're going to say, go, 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 do, do, do.
I was going to say Amazon has these really cool punching bags. Work it out. All of those things, salt bath, breathing, meditating, taking nature walks, take care of yourself, eat right, sleep.
Yeah, it really comes down to the resting and listen to yourself, listen to your body. It will tell you what it needs. You know, the thing is not pushing it or reprimanding, you know, 'cause sometimes we get into really kind of critical ways about ourselves in times like that. And it's like, oh, you know, you should be doing better than this. Why are you acting like a wimp out? Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, you know, if you're tired, take a nap.
Go to bed.
It's okay. It's totally okay.
You know, nowadays people have created the rooms where you walk in and there's all these plates and glasses and stuff, and you get to go in with a bat and just smash the snot out of all of it. That might be good too.
True. True. Yeah. I have yet to do this.
I think that would be fun. I don't know.
No, but I was thinking about, you know, remember, I watch a lot of home improvement shows. So they do a lot of demo.
Yes.
And it looks like so much fun. And I have never done it. And it was like, and they talk about how therapeutic it is.
Contractors could probably get a lot of free demo done if they just offered it as a therapy. Matter of fact, they could probably charge $300, you come in and you knock this wall down, you know. They could make money on this.
They could make it, yes.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
but really, it's just, you know, be patient, be kind to yourself, and just listen, breathe, drink water. And like you're saying, just do things that nurture yourself, you know, but don't make it any specific.
I'm going to tell you what, if you feel like crying,
yeah.
Cry. Mm-hmm. Go cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you might feel like that because then you say Venus in retrograde, that kind of pulls up emotions and stuff. So you might be feeling some of that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people have been saying their life is kind of upside down right now and wonky, like their moods are like all over the board. And it's true. You know, you got a lot of things going on. It's pushing us to see what's working and what's not working, what relationships are good for us, which ones are not good for us. It's really making us do the work. And now Mercury's going into retrograde and it says, hey, guess what? I'm going to help you break free from the things that you need to break free from. And if you don't see it, then the psychic 2x4 is coming in. we've all had those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, all right, we've got some more comments. So let's see if I missed anything good
here. There was another one. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, what are the aliens? What are the ET collectives doing or monitoring?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, as you've acknowledged, many of us are here from groups and collectives out there and stuff. And so what they are here, they're monitoring their people that are here. That's the vast majority of it. And if they're looking at the environment, so that's where they do a lot of sampling and things like that, is they're trying to understand what's happening in the environment and then how it's impacting the beings, specifically the beings that are here from their collective. So you might have a lot of different groups that are here studying their own people and making sure they're okay.
Yeah. I agree and you know, they're sending in a lot of energy, a lot of frequencies. Mm-hmm. We're being catapulted through a part of space, I believe, that we've never been in before. So they're just kind of keeping tabs on us because they don't want their human project to go. They want us to succeed.
This is an agreement to be here, so they don't, you know. Yeah, it's they're very much a part of it, just as we are. It's like we're the boots on the ground and they're the monitoring group. Yeah, it's like, make sure we're okay. And I say we, I don't know that I'm in that group. I don't know. I mean, although I see myself on a ship, I see these different things, but you know, it's okay. We're whoever we are and whoever's, we're all here for a reason. And that's where I don't want to make it like, oh, hey, these groups are more elite or more special than anybody else. No, we're all here for very
well, special. And one of the things in QHHT that's very important within the session itself is that we remind our client that this is the life you're in. This is the most important life because it's the one you're living right now.
Yeah, this is the one you're focused on.
This is the one you're focused on. And so, yeah, it's fun to know the other things and to get those connections and to broaden who you can be in this vehicle, but it doesn't take away that this is who you are right now.
Exactly.
So I want to respond to Lenny because he said that he was told he was from the wizard and alchemy realm. And what ET race is that? I mean, we're all kind of an ET race, right? Even humans are some sort of.
We were seeded. Yeah, the human race was seeded here by.
Yeah. So, Lenny, you're the one that was connected to dogs. I totally see the wizard realm is also slash dragon realm. And so I think your dogs are dragons. I'm just going to keep saying that. But the wizard realm is exactly what it is, the wizard realm. So it's like coming into the human form and the earth realm or the 3D realm. And then you got the fairy wizard realm. So it's more of an, I look at that more like an incarnation. I mean, they're all incarnations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to answer that. Yeah. Articulately.
Yeah, it's just that it's not necessarily an ET collective. It's a different collective
dimension. It's a different collective.
I mean, you have some here, you have earthly collectives, you have different collectives, and that, I mean, but that's the one that's into, like you said, the alchemy and everything. That's what they do. So that's what they're seen as wizards. I think I feel like, you know,
like I know that Archangel Metatron, Melchizedek, Merlin are all connected to that alchemy and to that wizardry. And so you've got angel realms and you've got all these different collectives, master energies and all kinds of stuff. So I think it's kind of its own thing. And it is just that, the wizard realm. The realm of magic, maybe. The magic collective, let's call it that.
I like that. I am getting, though, as you're talking, and it's like, and maybe it's just where I come from, but it's like I'm feeling this thing of, why do you need to identify it? Why do you need to put things in categories? Why do you, that's this feeling I've got here. And it's like, that's really not necessary. And it's like we put a little more, too much emphasis on that.
Yeah, it's our ego that wants to identify with something. And, you know, that's, I think that's part of that ego journey, is like when I realized I had Arcturians, oh my gosh, that was so exciting. I'm connected to these beings and this is so neat and it's coming through. And then over the years, I realized, oh, well, we're connected to everything. Oh, well, I am everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm all, you know, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And then it was just like, well, of course I'm connected to the Arcturians. Not, oh my God, I'm connected. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's a shift, but it is kind of fun in the beginning stages to figure out what you're connecting with. And yeah, there's a little ego play in there, but it's kind of a fun,
because I mean, they're just like, yeah. So that's, and I was saying, is that just me or what? But that's the feeling. It's like, and so I like that you did that with it. That there many times there is a time when you're like, oh, what am I part of, or everything? And that, but they're like, it's not what I'm getting the impression of is it's not like that.
No, but it's if what it does, I'm gonna jump into this more because I really think this is good, because I want people to get excited about, oh, I connect with the Arcturians or the dolphins, or we got one in here, Denise connects with trees and birds and animals. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, I connect with them, and I feel like I communicate with that stuff. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is we get excited about it, and that brings back the childlike wonderment. The childlike wonderment is what brings us into this idea that anything is possible. Mm-hmm. Remember when we were kids and there were no limits, and it's like, why couldn't that happen? And so, so it kind of brings us back into that. So I think even though it is our egos get attached to, whoa, what am I? What, who am I? And am I something spectacular? Of course you are. Everyone is. But I think you need that step, or at least I did. I needed that step to get me into the wonderment, to get me to the next thing. Okay. And then I moved past that and realized, oh, it is magnificent. It is wonderful. It is spectacular, but it doesn't make me more special than anyone else. Right. Everyone else is this too, but we're more than what we think we are in the vehicle. And that's where it got me. And so I don't want anyone to doubt. So
it's just that. One of the paths. Yeah. It's just one of the paths that get you there. Yeah. I'll let that be. I mean, it's just, they're just like, it's, yeah, there.
It was my journey to it.
And that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you resonate with that, then fantastic. You know, take Tracy's journey.
It was fun. I had fun. It was good. Maybe I had some ego moments in the earlier years of what, that, yay, me, what? You know, and then you go through that, oh, it couldn't be. You got to be, you know, a little bit of the martyr in there too. Mm-hmm. But it was a journey. It was a journey to get there. And it's fascinating when you really start resonating with all the magical things that you want.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I agree completely. And what's interesting, because I'm over here, I'm still trying to get information from them, because they're like, it's not that, but I'm trying to go, okay, then what is it? And I'm not getting. So it's like, okay, then that's why we have to create things like this, because you don't tell us. Okay. So there.
We're creating a story. We're live, guys. We're live. We're gonna have to come up with something. They're waiting. Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah. So it's like, it's one of those things how sometimes you know a thing by what it's not. Okay. And so if somebody says, well, it's not that, but that doesn't really tell us what it is yet. So it's like, so I feel like the what it is yet to come, and it may not be something that we could understand or comprehend yet. So we just know it's not that. Hey, I know. Now you know what what I live with.
I really want you to elaborate on it.
That's all they got. That's it. I said
so many things. We're so many wonderful things.
Absolutely. But it's really cool.
Multiverse. I like that, Judy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. We will see more and more. But yeah, that could be a really cool Q&A.
Yeah.
In Daytona, we just sit there and just let it go.
Yeah. What do you guys get? Because we got nothing.
Yeah.
Then we'll record it for you guys so we remember. By the way, we will not be here next week, not on a live show, because we will be in Daytona for the QHHT reunion. Excited mm-hmm. to see all of those yeah. of you who can make it, and we'll be there. Come say hi. And for some of you, I know that the travels were not possible, and you will be there in spirit with us, and just know I'm
yes, we'll feel you.
Tiffany, you're late to the party. We talked about you a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Anybody want to tell her what we said?
The possibilities of your true bloodline may have been spoken about. Yeah, now you got to go listen to that. Okay. she's saying, oops. Yeah, next time you'll show up on time so that you can defend yourself. Just saying. But we did all agree you are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now the world knows.
Now the world knows mm-hmm. you're beautiful. I love you. Is it awkward yet?
And if you want to come meet Tiffany, she's going to be in Daytona as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
And don't forget to dress up on Friday night.
Yeah.
Friday night, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Dress up as in a costume, not in formal wear. Well, I guess you could do formal wear. Maybe that was your life.
Maybe you were a prince or princess or king or queen.
Absolutely.
We don't know. But for those of you listening that are coming, we do expect to see you in your favorite lifetime. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, she loves me. Any lifetime you can find a something to wear about.
We're gonna have a lot of monks. I'm gonna sheet my room. I'm coming as a disciple.
Yep, it works.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. Oh, that is going to be good. So I know we're going to get our warning here in a little bit. Mm-hmm. We get a couple extra cushion minutes because they said mm-hmm. so. And so we're going to take them. But mm-hmm. before we get too involved in that, how do people become practitioners? What is it that they do? How do they find you? Give me the whole gamut. I want to talk about your Soul Speak book. I always have a copy nearby. Boom. tell people how they...
Yeah.
Well, part of this fun.
Absolutely. You know, in a QHHT practitioner, you're learning the technique that my mother created and developed in order to help people to find out who they really are and to see where they come from or what adventures they've had, you know, in other places and other lives. And it's so mind expanding and so helpful to others, you know, to really broaden their horizons and understand more about them. It's very easy to learn, but you get everything you need on the website, QHHTofficial.com. And there are several links on that homepage as well as up in the menu bar. You can just look under courses and you'll find the level one online course. And you can take that online and learn everything you need to, and we'll guide you along the way. And then we have other levels as well. So if you want to keep going with us, you can do those. But everything you need there. And if you wanted 10% off, Tracy has a code that she can give you.
Type in the code, the magic is real. It's all one word, the magic is real. That'll get you 10% off of that first course and get you started.
Yeah.
We'll get you there.
And if you are able and you want to, I mean, we have this reunion coming up in a week and the registration, I mean, we took it down, we closed it, but then we heard there were some people that were still wanting to come, you know, they hadn't bought their ticket yet. And so if you do want to just call the office or contact the office, and they'll, you know, we're Monday is officially.
I was going to say, you're going to have to do that quick because that office is flying out to Florida in a couple of days. So.
Yeah. And the venue has to have a final count. And Monday is the Monday morning. I was told Monday morning is the end of it, that we have to give them an official number. So,
okay. All right. You guys have that instructions. Mm-hmm. Okay, Julia.
Yes. Soul speak.
Soul speak.
Anyway. Yes. Why do you have aches and pains? What is going on? Why do our bodies do that? Well, not because that's what bodies are made to do. No. Or actually, our bodies were designed by these people, these beings like you were talking about. They are the ones that designed these physical bodies. You know, those were a different one, but they were designed. Okay. And they were designed to never be sick, never be ill, never have aches, pains, none of that. So why do we have that? And why do we have huge drug companies to make to come in and help us to alleviate all these wonderful pains and aches and things that we're not supposed to be having?
Mm.
There's a whole reason behind it. It's actually messages. This is a way that we talk to ourselves. Our higher selves talk to us through our bodies to give us direction and guidance. So that's why I wrote the book Soul Speak. And I have an online course also that expands on the book. And it's helping to understand. I mean, it'll actually teach you how it all communicates. It's a language. And yeah. So it's just interpreting that language. It's very simple again. And then in the online course, you will actually be certified to help other people to understand their messages that their bodies are giving them. So,
exactly.
And that's at juliacannon.com. You can get there. Wonderful. And Tracy, what do people need to know about you, and how can they find you?
Well, I am going to say, if you are listening to this live, you still have a chance to get into my workshop tomorrow, Breaking Free. That is going to be a 2-hour channel with Daniel. It's on my website, tracymahan.com, under, I believe it is, workshops. It's you'll find it. But it is, Daniel's going to channel Daniel. He's going to take us through 2 hours of breaking free from old constructs, belief systems, all kinds of things, healing from those things and moving forward. That is one of the things that I have there. That's tracymahan.com. QHHT, I am in Oregon. So if you live in Oregon or you would like to travel to Oregon, you can come have a session with me. Those are in person. I am going to say that out loud because a lot of people are, can you do that online? Those are in person. I do offer other things I can do online. You will find that on my website, but QHHTofficial.com is another place you can find me, or tracymahan.com. There it is.
Perfect. And we were just given the cut signal. So love you all. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Love you.
Bye, everyone.